Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the best version of Buffalo, and I believe in the AFC, they've sort of separated. Baltimore, the defense, special teams, reliability. Joe Burrow has the worst defense in the last decade. Kansas City's flawed. The Chargers are not dynamic enough. And the Steelers, I like them. I was wrong on the Steelers, but I don't think their ceiling is Buffalo.
Colin Cowherd, Chargers not dynamic enough. They had 187 yards of offense in their win against the Falcons.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
187.
Yes.
They're weird. They're a weird team.
803-0550 is our phone number. Before we get back to calls, I got to tell you something that is...
We have a segment. Did I derail you?
Yeah, a little bit. We have a segment on the show we call Let's Get Stupid.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you can bring up anything. Trade for McDavid. What's some of the dumbest ones we've done?
Did we
trade for Andy Reid?
Did that come up?
I don't know. We've done some dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we get to calls, baseball is, I mean, considering it might be a big word here, but whatever. It's in The Athletic that Rob Manfred is
the commissioner said in the conversation phase that there's a buzz.
Yeah.
The league about it.
For a golden at-bat rule in baseball. Where there are a lot of variations of this, but just basically, think about, for those of you that like professional wrestling, Mr. Money in the Bank. You can come on down and like wrestle for the title at any time.
Yeah,
this is Mr. Money in the Bank, but you as a manager would pick like, all right, bottom of the ninth, we get our golden at bat, we're going to pick Aaron Judge to hit.
Yeah.
And
it really is Money in the Bank.
You just bat out of order and send up whoever you want one time a game.
Yep.
A golden at bat. And there's even some wondering about a potential wrinkle where you would send up Judge before Judge goes up. So then Judge would hit twice.
Right, twice in the ninth.
What if he gets on base, though? Like, what if in the first at bat he gets on base?
They would need to send a pinch runner.
You pinch run.
Pinch runner out for him, yeah.
Baseball is drunk? What's happening?
Baseball might be a little drunk.
All right.
A little bit. They went with the pitch clocks last year, and now they think, well, we already did pitch clocks. What, anything's possible now. Next stop, Ponds in the outfield. Let's go. Hazards.
803-0550. We'll get back to our calls on the Bills. And how you're feeling about it. I've been saying, to me, the quarterback is so good that it's always, you know, one before you die. One, just get one. But I don't know. I've got...
Well, because if you asked it that way, it would still be a resounding yes from everybody.
Yes, of course.
Would you sign on the dotted line for just one right now?
Yes. Yes.
Everyone would say yes.
Everyone would say yes. That doesn't mean it would be the right deal. Because
right,
it's kind of like the
deal maker, the devil that's making the deal with you has leverage.
Well, not even that. You want to sign up for one right now? One? Okay. Let's see what was behind door number three. It was four.
Yeah.
Well, you got your one. They were going to win four.
It's like Deal or No Deal, the game show that used to exist, where you might have $4 million in that case, but you're getting offered
a million. And you like a million.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not declaring they're going to, but there's the part of this that for me is just like, I feel like that the quarterback is good enough to probably win a couple of them, three, and they're late. So... yeah, go get one before we all croak, but also, you're late. I feel like you should probably get a couple. Look at the organization. Look how well it runs. Look how well they do everything, almost. They've got the most wins of any NFL team over a five-year stretch. That's a thing they have of any team to not win a Super Bowl. And all the underlying factors, if we were reading Corsi numbers or expected goals, we'd be like, this team should be winning games. And all the stuff about the Bills like that says, this team should be winning Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Plural. So, you know, let's go. Go get one, because I think you've got more coming. And, you know, like, I don't know how to make it specific, the right words, which is bad because we talk on the radio, but... Kevin wrote in, shouldn't we win one before you declare they're winning a second? I don't think I'm declaring they're winning a second. It's just...
I feel like they should.
My mindset is this is an organization that looks certainly good enough. The Ravens have two in, what, 6 years? This looks like an organization that should have a couple. The way that they are run now. They are not their history. They are their present. And their present looks like the kind of franchise that should win a couple. And, you know, this year looks pretty good so far. Jay in Hamilton. Hey, Jay.
Guys, I am loving this conversation. So, for me, I've lived through those amazing Super Bowl years and the awful drought years. And the emotional roller coaster has been, it's taken its toll on me. So, this year, I made a decision. I'm going to be Ron Burgundy, and I've put myself in a glass of emotion. So, the entire year, this team has been so impressive to me, and I even feel weird saying it, like I'm putting out some bad vibes, that every time they play now, I am so calm that when I come upstairs from my man cave watching my game, like on Sunday night, my wife looks at me and says, what's wrong with you? Did the Bills lose? I said, no. And she's like, well, aren't you happy? I'm like, yeah. But now I have this expectation. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
in mind of a serial killer. We don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I kiddle myself this room to be nervously apprehensive, but because we have a centaur at quarterback, when I see the things that Josh does, I am now, and I'm seeing a coaching staff that I've got such a high amount of confidence in, that I have this expectation they're going to win every game. And my entire focus this year has been in January. And my focus specifically has been on the Chiefs. I've said to myself, it's going to be the Chiefs and Buffalo, and it's going to be in Orchard Park. And that is where I've kept myself the entire year. So am I ecstatic by how we're doing? Absolutely. If you looked at me on my face, would I show it? Nope. And when January comes, I am ready, like George, to be busting, Jerry, to be busting. But until then, I'm going to keep it in check, and let's go Bills, baby.
All right, thanks, Jay. I like it. Calm. Yeah, there was a part of the game against the Niners where, and this is a thing, I don't know if you do this, Joe, or anybody out there else, the first quarter of a game, if they're getting run on, if a team's having success, I tend to think, all right, give it 15 minutes. Give it 20 minutes. Because they've kind of been approaching games like, let's see what they're going to do. They're going to do this. Okay, put the Glocks on them. Done. And that's how this defense has played this year.
Yeah.
And offensively, they've had slow starts, and then they figure it out. There are two types of games this offense seems to have right now. One, slow start that they figure it out, or two, boat race.
Right from the get-go.
Yep.
Yeah, how many of those do they have this year? Like two? Jacksonville was that.
Jacksonville, Tennessee,
Tennessee was slow start.
I'm sorry, not Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee, remember they had like three at the two-minute warning or something? They were down like 10-3 late in the second.
That's right. I mean, was San Francisco this? I mean, it was 21-3 at halftime.
A little, yeah, you could probably say that.
The Dolphins was this?
The Dolphins was that. Okay, so yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah, Tennessee, slow start. How they do in Seattle? They look like they were in control the entire way.
Yep.
They're up 14-3 at halftime.
They also are getting, some of these games we're mentioning, they're getting a lot of turnovers, right? They're punching balls out. Seattle, they were just getting lucky, right? The center just throwing the ball over Geno Smith's head.
That's true.
Their turnover differential is number one in the league right now. And that's one of those where it's tougher to sustain that. You can, but it's not as sustainable as some of the other numbers you'd look at. And a couple of their blowouts have been more of that, like turnovers and you not turning the ball over. That I feel like they could keep going. But I wonder if they can keep punching balls out at the rate that they're doing it.
There's also a point to be made. If they decided to play full four quarters, would they have 50 more points? Because they're not...
Oh, sure.
I mean,
right.
they are willing to take their foot off the gas once a game is firmly out of reach. Dan in Buffalo. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure thing.
I just wanted to say, yes, I was in high school for all four Super Bowl losses. I'm very excited about this team. I told my wife, who didn't live here last time we went to the Super Bowl, when we were 9-1 or whatever, when we start off 9-1. So I'm very excited with the coaches they're doing. And I was wrong about Matt Collins. I said that guy should be sitting on the bench. That guy is giving great blocks for James Cook in the running back. And my other thing is, my biggest thing, the only issue I have with the coaches, I really think they're making a mistake not trying to dial up some packages for Dorian Williams. I don't care if it was like third and one, third and two. Why couldn't they go to three linebackers, even if it was just 10% of the time? I just think Dorian Williams was running around like a missile, tackling people. And at his point in his career, he's quicker than Matt Milano. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I wonder if there's another matchup with Baltimore, what that would look like, right?
That would be the move.
Would they? I mean, you're taking Taron Johnson off the field. Would you do that?
But you'd be taking off the field for maybe like the guy saying like 10%.
Sure. Your package.
Like a certain package, because they don't even really do that. So,
meanwhile,
I'm not really
going to go ahead and give this an eyeballs emoji.
Uh huh.
Joe B. in The Athletic. Why now, as the season hits December, it would make sense for Micah Hyde's return? the old eyeball emoji.
I'd be interested to see what that says, because I have completely stopped thinking about him. Not even because of him, but because their safeties have been good.
Good enough.
Yeah. You want to take one of them off the field for Micah Hyder now?
I don't know. But
I'll see what he says. Like, if he's coming back to be immediate depth so that we don't have to go back to rookie Cole Bishop playing in the playoffs if there's an injury, then I'm into that idea. But I do not like the idea of Micah Hyde coming in and replacing either one of their safeties right now.
Depth?
Yeah. Come back. You're a number three, just to make sure we don't have to put a rookie in there to spot duty if someone gets hurt in a playoff game. But you're not starting. Well, that would be my, if I'm the Bills, that would be my deal.
How many safeties are on the roster right now? Since Mike Edwards left, is it three?
Is it still three?
Yeah.
They've got, I know they got practice squad guys, but like
Cam Lewis seen is in, on the practice squad. Cam Lewis is there.
And Kareem Jackson's okay. On the practice squad, the other veteran guy. It's only three on the active roster.
Okay. Like I said, Joe Biscaglia has that in The Athletic today. I'm putting the eyeballs emoji on that. Oh, interesting. It is December. 803-0550, more your phone calls, 1-888-550-2550. We'll check in with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. They've got a game against Colorado tonight. Howard picks the Bills, regular season and playoffs at 8:30 after a bye week. He was off last week. Jeremy and Joe taking your calls and hanging out here on WGR.